Especially now, that we should knock it down further. And say what? Keva de tova, ein lecha bedika gedola mizum. Maybe that only don't you need a chorna stocking. Maybe according to the rachma, you shouldn't even need a bedika skinua. I think Gemara said you need a bedika according to the rachma skona. Can't take it away from the rach. But maybe the Gemara is a lotion. Keva de tova, ein lecha bedika gedola mizum. Maybe this should also be incorporated into the halach. You mean the message, you don't find it anywhere in Pesach. Shulchan, we saw Shulchan yesterday. He quoted a different day. He missed our day. He quoted the Rach and he quoted the Rif and he left that Rashi. And Shach Pas. Don't you need a Chorna stocking? Maybe according to the Rach, you shouldn't even need a Bedikas Kinua. I think Gemara said you need a Bedikas according to the Rach Maskona. Can't take it away from the Rach. But maybe the Gemara is a Lashon. Maybe this should also be incorporated into the halach. You read the messages, you don't find it anywhere in Pesach. Shulchan, we saw Shulchan yesterday. He quoted a different day. He missed our day. He quoted the Rach and he quoted the Rif and he left out Rashi. The Shach Pas is like Rashi. But nowhere in mentioning the Rach and the Rosh did he say anything about. That we should treat, even though she's not a Sukkubatar, she has the Chumrah of an Isha Sukkubatar. Not worse. See, if you tell us the Rif needs 3 times, that's a separate Shavuos. Don't do anything. Then it's a very different story with the Rav and Akhatash, which obviously the Tzvi is not going to help for that. But if you're going with the Shita Sarak, the Rosh will require her B'dikah for life, it's called the Mechaber. That's not a joke. You know, we're not always that way, but if it's Mechaber for the sheep, and eventually needs B'dikah for life. Right? So why did anyone mention in that context that maybe Tzvi should work in certain cases? Whatever, all cases, limited cases, Rashi, Tosfos, something. It's not mentioned at all, just thinking horror. Someone should have maybe mentioned that. Maybe I'm wrong, I don't know. Just bring it to your attention. Now I'm also going to start the Vestas. Now we're down to the serious business of Vestas. This Vestas occupies a simon, one of the longest simonim that we have over here. It's called Pei Tes. I think we should start from the beginning. We shall not learn all 34 sifrim. Just we didn't learn all 54 sifrim, whatever it was in the next sifrim. Imagine that back to back. It's unbelievable. I mean, a lot of long sifrim and shavan arah, this is back to back. 34 sifrim and followed by 54 sifrim. Wow. Okay. Says in Shulchan Aruch, Kalisha she'ein l'avest, we read it already, read it again. Kalisha she'ein l'avest kavua, kol sheshet, v'yom lamed n'riyos, she'yom n'beirik, v'stam nosh, v'yom l'avest kavua, l'zman yadu, l'chof, v'chafei l'chafei, kol sheshet, l'zman yadu. This is what it says. Right. This is the same as din, v'estes, of on n'beirik. Who has to worry about an onabedis? Who has to worry? So it sounds like so far, every woman who doesn't have a vesis kavua has to worry about an onabedis. Shalom Abakam. What about a woman who has a chumas hadeshes vesis, which goes beyond 30 days? It's a very, very important shalom. What does that mean? She never sees less than 33 days. Very common case. Nice and b'choyom. Yeah, nice and b'choyom. Mom is nice and b'choyom. She'll never see, I had to shout many times. I got called with the child. You have to figure, if I got called, there'll be 1,000 people who would also. So, the woman never sees less than 33 days. But she's not regular. She'll be 33, 35, 40, 42, whatever it is. Whatever. I'm 30, between 33 and 38. Whatever it is. Must you have an automated or not? So, what do you say? Chavadas uses this as a sword, as a knife, to stab whom? Chuma Sadesh. Oh, Khalil. Chavadas says, if the Chuma Sadesh is right, It stands to reason, it follows, that such a woman should not have to worry about other bananas. And since you know it's impossible, if you want to pass it against the Shulchan Aruch, good morning, against the Shulchan Aruch. That's what he said. Of course, one pair of peels, the other pair of shnei peels. We want to take that to the opposite extreme and say, Chavazat is correct in his logic. He follows Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan should not have to worry about unabandoned, and Ein Ochinam, she need not worry about unabandoned. Who says that way? Who says that way? Sidre Tara and Rav Moshe Feinstein Shalit. And Igris Moshe, Pasim Tzala, that a woman who is 7 to less than 30 days, even though she's varied widely in the 30s, need not worry about all the benefits. She's Pasim Tzala. Truth of the matter is, the Shach seems to Pasim Tzala. Problem is, the Chavaz Das, the Shach of the Chum. So there's going to be a lot of this problem that what exactly did the Shach say? So the whole slew of Shachs, I guess you look at over here. Aleph, because Aleph, and Lamed, and Gimel, and Hey. And the two major topics of which relate to this. One is, what is on the banner? We'll come to in a minute. And two is this question. What does the Shach stand on this question? What does it stand on this question? Long shach at Sivkata Lamed. A lot of good stuff at Sivkata Lamed. One is, he seems to say, we'll get to in a minute, he knocks out an effect on the bandits. I mean, in effect, we'll come to that later. But number two is, he says what? He seems to say, well, we don't know exactly what he said. He calls it an Ataz. Who's the Ataz? Levush, Aterazo. Lush was named Rabbon Chayav. She named all of the Svarah by base of the Pasuk, no? I don't know exactly which way it's there. Rabbon Chayav is the Fnei HaMelech Lush Malchus, Lush and Lush. Chelet Vakur, I must be that on Arachai. But Tera Zom is Yerodea. It comes into that. Tachlis, with Ir Shusha and Kosh Vish. I never heard of the Tachlis Butz Vargoman, I guess. It must be a day for that. Don't quote it too much. But the Ir Shusha and Vail for quote it. It's just in that Tera Zom, I want to quote about a Shach. The Shach was made the Lush popular. He quotes on every page. The Yerushushan and the Tera Zom and the Lush are called Shavish Ben Yerodei respective, which the Shach wrote on. Alright? So he quotes an Ataz and he argues. No one knows exactly what did he quote, what did he argue. So that's what they're all fighting about. So the Chavaz Das understood that the Shach's argument with the Ataz and the Aterazov to me that you have to be Chavaz Das understood the Shach to mean you have to be a machmir for own abandonment even though she never sees less than 30 days. That's what he understood. And the Torah says Shlomim, that's a different Shach. The question whether the other man is his neck of a tamacha. That's what he's arguing with the Atera Zod. But the real pshat is, Hashem HaKasim HaShlishi, like the pre-daya. The pre-daya was a running commentary on the Shach and the Taz. The pre-daya says that the Atera Zod holds like the Taz, that you have to worry about on the man is after the would-be real. We'll get to that later. She missed the real. So what a Gemara, she missed one. You have to worry about counting from the time that she was expected to see. Took an Achlamah test with the Ramon and the Shiv Gimel. What's the guy up today? So the Terezah, all the Kataz, and the Shach arguing on that point. On that point, arguing the Taz and the Terezah. But therefore there's no right about anything as far as this concerns, not Shach, as far as our issue. So I looked in the Sefer Biurim, a different Biurim, in the back of the Ritzvah. The Ritzvah, which is put out by most of the Rav Kook, except the Nisim. In the back is a series of halakhic works by the editor, Yom Tamil Chachm, that just put it out. And he calls the Ritzvah Nach Pezvah, who was Megel Beferish. is making the Farish on this Shiloh. Okay? He's calling the Ritva. I'll give you the verbatim call of the Ritva and the Tezva. And I quote. He said that the din of on abandonment is only by Ein Lav Eses Kavua. Quote. Umiyu, nay, the Ein Lav Eses, on a mir isla. The regila lahapsik bo tara, el shidluk amim maktim o ma'acher. So this is the Ritva and the Tezva. Sometimes this is before 30 days, and sometimes you see it's after 30 days. So that's, so then you have to own a bedness, otherwise not. From Moshe and Igor Smosha and Chelik Bey, Simon Ayan Bey, also make it. I think that some Achmon quoted a Beis Yosef who's Machmed, and the Chavasas and the Beis Yosef is Machmed, it's not true. He told me there weren't three times in the row like a Truma Tadesh in more than 30 days without seeing. So the Beis Tiyunim here, Simon Kuk Pei Tet, quotes this Shaila Barikas. That's the wrong Simon. Kuf in Kuf Pei Vav. In Kuf Pei Vav. He quotes the Truma Tadeshen. And he says, when he quotes Truma Tadeshen, on page Lama Zalad over here. Sif Kuf Kofay on top, he says, Kol Hirachin Shalom Zatricha Vedikas Bishat Tashmish. Avlin Shardinim Eno Nefshav Kvesis. Kol Isha Shiroh Tamen Lo Biyosim Ben Lamed Yom. So the Fem Lamed Beis, Lamed Gimel, etc. Leila Shum Kvies, Yom Miyuchad. Tricha Ilachos On Abandon It. Ve'ena Nidon Tishir Tavet Shem Tricha Lo Chol Shon On Abandon It. On the bottom he says, who says this? Chavaz Zad, Shivus Yaakov, Beis Yosef, etc. etc. So the Ramesh is no such Beis Yosef. The Chavaz Das is tricky. The Chavaz Das really didn't. What's Chavaz really trying to angle? He was really trying to be Mekakeas Kol Aviru. He really wanted to go against the whole Truma Tadeshen entirely based on this. He didn't want to go against the Mechaber. He came up with the Pshara that the Truma Tadeshen is not a real event. So it's not so posh. In addition, another interesting question. This vest of the Truma Tadeshen, how does it get uprooted? In other words, she sees a whole life, in 10 years, she's seeing never less than 30 days. Once she's a freak, she gets a 28 days, she sees. What's shot now? Is she now, that whole thing is gone? Or the thing stands? So here is, again, a child. The Yunim in Laman Aleph, he says, L'chumra. What a formakul, whatever that is, Nekar. They quote in the parentheses at the end, Shavita b'chavazad, shekos is low Nekar b'tamach. Sarachin. Because the chavazad is l'shitasa, so he really wanted to say that, because he's going to hold like a Truma Tadeshen, he had to go hold it all the way. So that's why he would say it's not Nekar b'tamach. It's like a best is kavua, she never said that's in 30. Those are kavua. Shavita is not only positive, Shavita is going to be negative. So the Chavazad didn't like that too much, but if you're gonna hold it like a Truma Tadeshen, go all the way. That's his gut reaction. That's what he said. But I would say it makes more sense. Forget about it. It's a freak. It's an aberration. It's only 5 years. Never seen less than 35 days. And now she's 28. So she had a. I don't know what happened to her. Maybe I don't have to worry about it. You have to Yeah, okay. I hear. Alright, I guess maybe, yeah. Because it's not going to help us too much. Now, seems to me that local Lamaisi can be making like a mesh over here. First of all, the Ritva said so. Second of all, we saw already in Precious is the Rabbana we saw. So I don't know. I would say that the Eish Mokom Lahakam. The Maharil is Mekel, the Ferish. Maharil. Mekel is the child. So So it seems to me that the Geshmak on the Hakel and the Shara. She mentioned in passing, I asked to look at the course of the Baal Tanya, about how the Chiddush Nifla is the Lashon HaPasuk here, the Lashon HaMechaber. Because they go, and they're all Pachas V'Yudal, Yom Achat Tzvi Lotha. What kind of Lashon is that? What's Baal Lashon? You know, we don't follow these Lashonas. We have to, count the Riyah to Riyah. We want the Chiddush Nifla. So whenever you count a Vesta Flaga, you don't count as if you sang all along from the beginning to the beginning. You count from the end to the beginning. That's a really wild Chiddush. But that's what he says about Allah, how the Baal Tanya passes that way. Based on this and other sources. The Dominican Poskim is not going to hold like that Baal Tanya. He goes from beginning to beginning.
At the end, you mean when the last
word, the actual Tzvila is a reflection the 7 days after the end. Another reason why we shouldn't follow the Baal Tanya. We second think so that you have to follow the Shefa down. And here, another bit of a kesef. Why should you follow that? That's what the reflection of. I want to be the shepherd's that. The nice meaning of Pesach, I think, is against the Baal Tanya as far as it's concerned. What is Pesach Ona Beren? What is it? What is Ona Beren? What do the words mean? So here, there are many sheets. Shach speaks about, the Europe talks about it, Barish, and Zemmer talks about this one. What is on the banner? Some say the classical later post a shootout. Is on the banner day 30, or is on the banner day 31? That's the shootout. What does it mean? And they keep bringing riots to Rishon, and it means this, it means that. They shoot it out. Tell you the truth, I listen to all sources, and I think the whole shootout, we shouldn't have the shootout. Who's that? The Shach has riots, ruros, ma'od, that there's no such thing as an automatic own abandonment for 30 or 31 days. No such thing, they're both wrong. What do they find? Let's get things straight over here. We know from the Gemara Klar, you have to worry about Aventus HaChodesh. What tells us comes later. So Aventus Shana Kavua, she saw today, the seventh day of Av. The next month, in Elul, what about the seventh day? That's Klar. Everyone agrees to that. So what are they fighting about these Achronim, these shootouts that you described? Now, Kamin will be, let's look. She'll see the seventh of Av. Av is a Chodesh Molei. So according to some Achronim, she'll have to worry not only about the seventh of Elul, but also about what? No, guys, you're mad. Also about the sixth of Elul, which is the 30th day after today. Correct? And if she sees it, let's say, on the seventh of Elul, so then competition, which is Elul is Chodesh Chaser. Some of them have to worry about the seventh of Elul, but also not only the seventh of Elul, but also what? The 8th of Elul, according to the one who was 31 days. There's always, all these people agree you have to worry about the day of the month, and an alternate month, each is going to have a chumrah. One of a chumrah one month, the day earlier, and one of a chumrah another month, the day later, depending on 30 or 31. But the Shach has riots, beruros, ma'od. The lahayat marmeola. He looked from all of Yishonim, and the Shach is a bokish and kamov. He looked everywhere, and he found no such thing. He says, oh, and the bandit is the Vesta Chodesh. This is the same thing. And the Rachel Shulchan brings the Raya Brura. Because the Rashba starts talking at the... Well, see, the Shach starts piling on. When the Shach is not fair with the Shach. He starts piling on all the Rishon. We never heard about the bandit. I mentioned it before. The Raya never mentioned the word. The Rambam never breathed the word about the bandit. The denies all things. Lahoy Ramiel. I mentioned to you when that says about. But the Rachel Shulchan goes even more than that. But the Rajba talks about on abandoning, right? And the Rajba, in discussing on abandoning, refers back to what he said at the very beginning of the Shara Vestas. And the beginning of Shara Vestas, he didn't say anything about day 30, and he didn't say anything about day 31. What did he say? HaKodesh. And at the end, the last paragraph in Charabed says, you know, you have to walk around the bed as I described, as I explained at the beginning. What did he say at the beginning? Vesta Chodesh. Or Chashuchan says, I rest my case. That's it. Finish. The Raj is Muchach Lagamrez. A Tainu Ha. So I don't know. Preached to our and I thought that the Iker didn't like the Shach. The Rav ruined the Shach of Rav. Only thing that bothers me a little bit, I must be honest, is that the Aruch HaShulchan is not totally sure. Aruch HaShulchan thinks the Shach is definitely right. You don't have to worry about two different Zmanas. That's crazy. No reason to ever say that. The only Shach is the one Zman they have to worry about. When is it? The one Zman they have to worry about. When is it? What to construct a case that we, you, me, you and I, we have to wait 30 and 31 every month, not because one is the best of Chodesh and one is on the bed. No, there's only one. We're just not sure what the one is, because the Shach is sure. The Shach is sure that the one thing is the best of Chodesh. That's clear. But the Shulchan is not 100% sure. They think maybe the one thing is 30 or the one thing is 31. They're not sure. Maybe you should go to both ways. But the mice, I think that the Ikara did. Again, the Ikara, that was the Ikara did. It wasn't more Mahmer, Tavolo, Rockhart. If it's no problem, a bit to other things. Okay, fine, that doesn't bother me. But the Ikara, you have to go to the Ikara did. I was got a Kabbalah from the Gdolei Rabban. Told me only for the Ikara did. I think the Ikara did it, the Shach is right. But the Ikara, the best is the best of Chodesh. That's the one you have to worry about. I don't know. That's what I think. Comes out according to what I said, and things start, the permutation starts piling on. Remember that book that I had there last year, that one of the, we had a new chassan here, just married. So he came up with a book which had all the permutations and the combinations of what the vestas are. So it came out that the woman who had no vestas kavua, every single month had to worry about 48 hours of preaching. Figure it out, push. Why 48 hours? Because aside from that plug, look at that plug. She had the two owner Onos Benonios here, and each one with the Ozarua, 12 months. She had 48 hours, period. That's how that book came out. And I told her, I said, you don't have to wait 12 hours. The Hainu, that month, and also what? Only what? Only that 12 hours, the Chazanish said. That's what I thought. And I want to know another idea you should have, which is, and this is amazing. Well, no, it's not so amazing. It stands to reason. Most women, the Riyaz Dam is Bayom. That's the Matthias. I mean, it makes sense. I mean, I'm not 100% sure if it's based on simply the fact that they have a Riyaz by night, they don't notice until the morning. But that also is what we saw the post will say. If she notices in the morning, you don't count what she projects. She saw at night. No. The Shas Mitzvot. I don't know if it was based purely on that, or maybe it's based on other things. She moves around. I don't know the details. But the Maisa, that's a fact. So if you don't like the Ozarua, there are many instances in which there's an effect, nothing to worry about. But I couple this statement with my earlier remark. So I want to say that I could be very naked when it comes to the technical precious, which is, you know, where she knows, because she really knows it's not coming. But I have a very big machmir the other way. If she has any kind of simmon, something's coming imminently, go all the way to the chum. That's how I, my approach to this, you know, precious. Maybe it's called the spirit of the law. All right, maybe. But as long as I don't go against the actual letter of the law, according to the Ikaret in, then I have a right to go that way, and then I can be machmir for the spirit of the law. Yeah?
Always
know that it's Bayom, not always, it's clear. What I'm saying is that if you don't know the Ruah, you don't know Bayom, the Maisa said, now they will, and Tash us Bayom anyway, the Maisa, so it can come out that there's going to be no priest. De facto. All right. Oh. I should add that when the person we mentioned before talk about the woman who she's always more than 30 days, she doesn't have to worry about Owen Abedin is, the way I understand these poskim, not only are they knocking out Owen Abedin, they're knocking out Vesta Chodesh Shena Kavua also. I mean, called the Shaka Tainuha. So I'm adding it now. But otherwise, Ma'alil Chacham B'Takanot. These posts were saying, and you know that there are various others who are saying, that what? That you don't have to worry about the own abandonment. If she sees that it's never less than 30, but you're going to go right into the Vesta of Chodesh Shena Kavua. So what'd you gain? Now make the statement because I want someone who once had a time against it to me. So, no, Vesta of Chodesh is different. That's the Chodesh no matter what. So I thought that wasn't so. Seem it's a posting. What was it? They're not really accomplishing that much. Okay. All right. Hold on. Good. Now I asked you to look at a biurim. Libra Maskil Lamed. Let's see it inside. We just chazar what we just spoke about now. There's an extra little nekudel at the end. Said like this. Ein bifnim. The biurim page study out. Libra Maskil Lamed. Let's be like. The heck day. Masha Kotzma Sidre Tara, Sip Kotzma Yud Beis, a crazy place, Sip Kotzma Tez Vov, Sip Biyur Shitoto. The own abandons the Choshal Shal Yomar Chodesh, Shabu Bula Kamon, the Simeze, Trey, Mili, Ninu, Alphadat Hashem. Boom. They're saying, no, it's not one and the same exactly. It's sort of different. But now, Kamina, Benayu, Hecha, the Ross of Entayim. Go to Rosa Tazvav Nisim Hakak Rosa Aleph Eir. Enoch Al Shesh Tazvav Eir Bidin on Abandonis. Rak Bidin Chavetz Chodesh Chol Shesh Tazvav. Ad Kan Token Zivreya. That the Shach does not deny that the Abandonis is a Haplogah. As opposed to the Chodesh is not a Haplogah. Because you all ask me, I must learn all the Abandonis Chodesh. So we'll see later. Shipura Gora, I don't know, whenever the Bez and the Sardar Rosh Chodesh, that affects the owner, the Rajbi says. That's a din and nandura plug. It doesn't come out exactly plug. But on the bandit is not exactly the same as that. Even according to the Shah, on the bandit is a plug, but it's a plug of a month. Now, Kamina, not a plug of a month, and the same day of the month, the same exact day. No. Now, Kamina would be, she sees in between. She sees in between. So that's this case. If he says Vav Nisim and Aleph Eir, must you worry about Tezvav Eir? So the Torah, all the bandits, the answer would be no. The Torah's Vesta Chodesh, the answer would be yes. Even the Shach holds they're two different things. One's Aflava Lechodesh, one's also Yoba Chodesh. In the average case, I know how. But in this kind of freaky case, it would be different. That's the Akkor of Tezvav Shach. Ubir Adav, the state is thought. She is so, I bet on the bandits, so many times Aflava. I've got to say the best raya to the Shach. Shach means the best raya, as I mentioned before. What's the Shach's raya that his own abandonment of Vesta Chodesh is the same thing? See, his raya is that, what do you mean to be Chosh Vesta Kavua for also Yom HaChodesh? Why? Well, Mapitom Yom HaChodesh. The answer must be, but that's if you figure in the average case, she'll see that that's the same day of the month. So he asked the Shach, how can there be two averages? How can there be... I mean average. Average means that the day which you most anticipate the dam to come the next time is day X. How can it be day X and day Y? It's either X or Y. Of course you could say it's X and Y. The two greatest days, you don't find that lush in the Gemara and Rishonim. That was right, that's the same thing. I mention that now because we'll see how it's hard to what's happening. Sure. The Shach, am I wrong? Then wasn't the Shach made right? The Shach, look, what are you going to tell me? The average woman, she's the best she in the Kavua, right? We have to worry about it. One is the last interval. Maybe her body clock has an interval of 38 days or 28 days. That's fine, I understand. Then we're also afraid that she's like the sound of the average woman, Jane Doe, whatever, just to worry about that. But what is that? On the abandonment. Yeah, but then you're going to turn around and tell me, no. What about the rest of Chodesh too?
Why was the Chodesh? Why?
The rest of Chodesh must be that she poor girl, whatever it is, and that causes the average woman to see that. Wait a minute. So you have Jane Doe and June Doe. They're doing two different, what do you mean? Either this is the average or that's the average. You can have two averages. And it's Imami. Because what the Chazal said, that the average woman has only been it, that the court of those Rishonim, they met the next month. It's affected by the moon. Fine, but then hold by the Aflog aspect only. So make up your mind. Either hold 30 or hold 31 and then cross out Vetachosh. That's the shock time. But you can't cross out Vetachosh so fast. Well, we show him today. So he says, all right, cross the other one out. Ah, that's the shock time.
Yep.
Bring it around the neck. Yeah. Back to the Bihira. He says, again, you still on a vast on a man is high whom it's half logger. The highness is there, some national earth is half logger, Kodesh, Akamed, Ever made three or four. Yeah. I'm saying it best, Yama Kodesh, and the Mitama logger. And the Shiom, Zeshala Kodesh, who are glory and the Riyot. The long time shall have a cap for cap, Ma made three or four. Shahaki Hekas, the Rosa, and Tayan, going to see her now. Eko the Mechas, Tazvav, Eor, Rak Mitam, Vest, Yama Kodesh. Sheshlokas, Tazvav, Kodesh, Gorm, and the Riyot. I will let the message of the bandits. Long as I read the honor, Maria Saprona. Look, I read Rio Saprona, Brosh Toda Shaita. Ad Khan Tokan Bar. The man of Mizer, if he's right, if these people are right, namely the crazy placing and the, who else? Havazat, right? Havazat. Or Sibetara. Sibetara, crazy placing, they're right. The Fidata Shah. Sheyajin shall aflog, I shall aim the tolly the dark of the mitzvah, you'll do us the yomin. I'll aflog a kodesh, you are garbage, shall rear bane kodesh, shall lam, and it shall come ten. Yo. In Kain Kosher, hey, Hashisha Ross, the Habe Rosh Kodesh, the Akazer, I shall be moving fiery shot in the cover of Vets, the Rosh Kodesh, the Ain of Vets shall aflog a whole Vakadosh, the Ain of Shavim, maybe mitzvah your man. Right? That is, they alternate. Right? Rack. Part of the master between Sharan, Lamatet, Sharon, Tamaj Rosh Kodesh, have the Vesta Haflogo, for Father Havazat, Lab Dafkan of Rosh Kodesh. There was Lamash Tabuza Liros Haflogo, Lamad Yom. Well, come back to that maybe. That's a sticking point. The Hash, the Lafit Diri Hashah, Bidinu Lachosh for the Vesta Haflogo. The Hanash of Dak, the Liros Tamid, Haflogo, Kodesh, Echot, Ben Molly, Ben Kodesh. Ben Hash, Shin Tiri Yosef, Hamachas, Laros, Rosh Kodesh, Elvis, and Vabah Kodesh. Bidish, Dech, Hoshesh, the Kodesh, Abah. In the Rosh Hashanah time, b'tetz v'am shabo, b'tam besta kavu ala, liros v'aflogas kodesh. Because the kindness of Yudala, the shem regil liros v'chliom kav, v'shinsa liom lamed, kol shesh liom kav, shem liom lamed, because of the besta kavu, which is not negar one time. Umei diri ha-polski mashma, t'ish ha-shirt l'vesta liom ha-kodesh, lo mashkakas lo l'okosh lo l'vesta, ela v'olso yom shal ha-kodesh, lo v'yom acher. Umashma Bizesh ain't on a band in Shala Plugga Elosh also a Tarak Shala Kodesh Gar Maria. The Tsarak Iya Badasa Shah. He doesn't know what a pasta of a shah would be. This is Kashan. It doesn't say anywhere this. We'll have to look for Lina tomorrow in Sif Yudal. Look in Sif Yudal carefully, which he quotes, and see if there's any indication that it's in from the Lush Shukan Aruch in the Pasta. We left off the kasha of the Sidre Tara, the kasha of the Biurim against the Shah. The Biurim asked in Sif Aleph, Kuf Petan Sif Aleph against the Shah, because the Shah is right. So then a Vesus, own abandonment really is a Vesus. A flogger. What kind of a flogger? A new kind of a flogger. You're a flogger. Yamin. A flogger is Kadosh. A flogger is Kodesh. Irrelevant whether it's a Mali, a Chazet. That's how the Shach learns from Shach. He wants to know how come the postman didn't say in Sif Yudalid, the woman, how was the case? Rosh Kodesh, Rosh Kodesh, Rosh Kodesh. And then she sees what? A different day of the month? How come the poskim didn't say that the following month, the 5 months altogether, Mishkodesh, 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 the fourth Mishkodesh, the fifth of the month, tenth of the month, let's say? How come the poskim didn't say that the next month, month five, the tenth of the month, should be a vessel, should have a din of own abandonment? How come they didn't say? What do you mean they didn't say it? They said it, she has to be choshish the next month for day 10. They did say it. So this, we figured out what the kasha was. How come they didn't take the pains to point out that this the 10th of the month of the next, of month 5, is the event of Kavua? Now she's only choshish towards the Shana Kavua. That's what the Meirim wants to know. The Shach is right. Something going wrong already? The Shach is right. How come the poskim didn't say this halach? That she did a vessel kavua. No, so the answer will be that the shach was the shach, and you figure out the shach, it comes out that way. Not every din is found in perish. The shach is right, it is, and you can have it in the vessel kavua. And the poskim, you can't ask the time, and the shachar did answer. Why did he go into every last detail? How it does, why it does, he said it does. It's if you doubt, that's enough. That's how it ends according to this kasha. But then, the very next biurim is very important to also. Take a look here, page 30 days over here. The Mietzah Vessus Kavua Choshesh Tzman Ayodu. The low alone abandoned. The whole of the Eishtos, I'm reading inside, page 30 base. The whole of the Eishtos Man Kavua Liros Eina Choshesh Tzman Ayodu. Period. Ulechora Yev Shalomar Shem Hoya La Vessus Aflaga. The Aflaga Hib Chusa Milamad Yom. The Shaper De Choshesh Tzman Abandoned is for Im Ova Yom Vessa Vela Rosa. The Mikavet Shalom Rosa Biyom Vessa Shub Eina Choshesh Tzman Vessa. Ad Shetira Otan, Kibosha Kotzva Polskim Besiv Tezvok. Behold, Lo Shayach Etzla Achshav Kashash Vesta, Techo Shesh Etzla On Abedit. The Vechila Olam Lo Tire. She's never going to see that. Uve Eme Sheken Kotzva Rabban Vechidush of Tezvok Amin Al. Uve Gan Ken Barash Bosha, Kotzva Eshko, Uve Dasa Tad, etc. Omna midivri ha-machaber kan nire mevuad lo svir le lechal baka. Ale b'chol inyin lek chashash non abenis mi shesh lo vestes kavua. Kol zman shlo nek ha vesta. The question is, she has a vestes kavua and she didn't see. She sees every 25 days. And that month she didn't see. So she has to wear a vestes kavua. The Ramban says yes, and the machaber says no. How do you see he says no? Shere tzir kan dino b'isho shiesh lo zman kavua mi chaf yom le chaf yom. My askina, he lo avers mana below ria, lo o lo lo tovin the element. Sure is mana ubi yom kaf. Ela ba koch of the myri, she avers mana pamachas below ria. The apa pikein, ain't a koshesh on the bandit. She zel e karki du shalom a chabakan. There's a local on Ban Vieshkola now. Let's see if we can write another eye from the machaber. Another eye from the machaber. So the machaber holds against the Ramban. This is the sheet of the Machab. Now, how do we follow? So what do you do? Machlok, the Machab, and the Ramban. Well, he says the Rashba said about the Ramban as a chumra gadol. The Pine doesn't hold like that, but the Beirim wants to be Machmer anyway. Why? Still, we should follow. We call on the other half with the whole post can of Taz, the Chavazaz, the base mayor. Brack. Uber Frat. Page 7 here. Uber Frat. Sheesh Loma, the Machabe, Shemaker, but the Uzla, Tamed, the base Yosef. Shem Obra, Nosa, Beloria, Kosheshes, Mikomagom, Leom Vesta, Hashani. Uber Shemaki, and the Kosheshes on the Benin. We'll come to this a little bit later. This is a very complicated. Machaber, we'll see later on. Abba Lamad Kaimlach, Eda Khashashli on Vesta Shani, we'll see if we pass him against the Machaber later on. Sri Khalakash on the Ben. We'll have to see how that's later. This is giving you a foreshadowing here. It's going to come up later, a big question about this. But, Baruch Hashem, the cooler. Well, the Kalmakam Nirish is the Haka with this Lavinig on Kumaba on the Ben, it'll be on Lam. It'll be on Lam at all. Hoel the Vlavaki, that's of a Polskin, the Bona Bandit, so you have Lamed. This is what he said. Now, this question might depend upon the reason for abandonment, as we find in a long paragraph entitled Ha'isha in Sif Yud Gimel. Mistake, my Ma'amar Kamos was a little bit incomplete. I forgot to which Sif it was on. But in the Be'er Halacha, Sif of Mishnah Berurah, but he writes, what's the reason for Avetz Kavua? What's the reason? He says, what would be the din if a woman has Avetz Kavua more than 30 days, must do Rabbi on abandonment or not? So he says, that Rashi holds that the reason for abandonment is Stam Nashim, even 30 days. Stam Nashim, even 30 days. One can imagine, even being Machi, even though she has Avetz Kavua for 40 days, still, Sifat 30, so you have to be Machan perhaps anyway for the Rashi. According to the Ran, this is the reason that's the word, as he quotes, V'chila olam lo tireh. She'll never. According to the Rashi, the reason is because Stam Nashim sees 30 days. Owen Abed, what did I say? I said it wrong. I'm sorry. According to the Ran, the reason for Owen Abed and it is V'chila olam lo tireh. She'll never see that. Sometimes you have to worry about 30 days. So that's only the Stam woman. But a woman who has every 40 days of Riyah, what do you mean, Bechilah Lotir? She's going to see our boy, Yom HaBoram Lail. She'll see 40 days later. So therefore, there will be no need to be Machah on a banish. And he goes into a long discussion, a fascinating discussion there in the Be'er Halacha, pulled up in an hour of free time. So all kinds of Kepulim and Shittasos, which this is so, of what the reason for a banish is. Not for now. Now we go to the perhaps the most critical sif of all in this whole siman, a sif Yud Gimel. That's where all the pieces come together. Sif Yud Gimel, that's a real killer. Take a look. Mechava said, page Kufay over here, say, Ein ishikovatz lafes afilu rosa shalosh rosh kodesh lechazeh elem ken yukulam ba'ona achas b'yama v'layla. Okay, but that's again. When I'm afraid this word kula chumri here because a best kavua is cooler than chumri, but it makes it harder to establish a best kavua. And only establish a best kavua if you see three times in a row Rosh Chodesh, but all three by day, all three by night. Some by day and some by night, there's no best kavua at all. V'imrasa shalosh pama b'yom, or v'yis b'layla, or shalosh b'layla v'yis b'yom, or shesh b'yom u'b'layla. Right? Like we said, we already learned this yesterday. It's the word about a kavua and an ain't a kavua. So the first three she saw in a row by day is a kavua, the next three she saw by night is an ain't a kavua. You have to worry about both. No different than if it would be a different day in the month. You have to worry about both. Okay? Gimrosa, Poma, Bayom, Pavalana, Shinola, stay there. Lokova, Achat, Echat, Men, Gimel, Pomi. Oh, Shitira, Rishon, Yom, Gimel, Vachmona, Gimel, Achmona, Belila, or Shana Belila, give my phone to Beyo, or Shalosh was there, Shalosh was there. Hosheshes la Harona Bilvat. Very important, I'm going to come back to this a little bit later. Now, what's flying in? First, Klal to know that the Shulchan Aruch told my Vesta Chodesh, in terms of measuring the specific day of the month, month in and month out. He does not discuss explicitly how flawed it is. Interval. So you leave it to your imagination. How do you compute the interval? So you take a look at the Bari HaShulchan here, Sadi Beis, gives you a summation here, what's happened with the interval. Okay? Hina yivei b'chava morim, hina yivetz nimei ha-chodesh. Avin yivetz, ha-flog ha-yesh ha-kosvu, sha-kol toli b'mitzvar ha-onos, sha-ovru meriach ha-sachavertu. The kitzer, you measure, you divide time in 12-hour blocks. That's all simple. You divide every day into two parts, day and night. So you're talking about approximately a month. You're talking about 60 units. Because your numbering system, if you measure the average Vesta flog according to this, it's not going to be in the 30s, you know, 29, 32. You're going to be measuring 58, 64. And it all goes with numbers. According to this, a Vesta flog can flip-flop very easily. Day, night, We need an odd number, right? The number, let's say, 57. So that means it's 28 and a half days, right? However you want to use it, that's going to be a problem throughout the poskim. We talk about numbers, that's what you said before. So by numbers, do you mean the number including both ends or excluding one of the ends? So I'll just have to get used to my lingo. If I'm inconsistent sometimes, to excuse me. But in this case, what I mean is that it'll be day to night. So it could be a Betzis Kavua like that, so I'll plug. The same number of, what I would call an odd number in Onos, and you can say measure it again. It says that it's 28 days plus 12 hours. That's going to get 20 days plus 12 hours, brings you back up to the day, and back to the night, and back to the day. And you can figure out that that's Kavua, calling it a sheet. Who says the sheet? Who says the sheet? He quotes the Baal Shita of the Graz. So the Graz is the Balatani. The Balatani. He puts together the Balatani with Hagon Radat. Who's Hagon Radat? Rav David Tevel, one of the super gadol of his generation. What about the other Yehuda? Now, question is, are they really the same? So the Bir Halacha in the Mishnah Berurah, at the end of the Dibur Matzil Besot, we can't believe that there are he's amazed at the post to put the two together. Okay, what can I say? I didn't look at the original source, but I presume that he's right. It's a slightly different nuance. That one is saying as far as Kavua, even, and one is saying only as far as Anakabur. But I don't want to spend too much time on this because it's all wrong. Another Yehuda said it's all wrong. We don't follow it. Rather, we follow a very amazing system we follow. As he quotes over here, kind of a two-tiered system. Namely, as far as establishing the proper as a mekaneh. Oh, that must be it. You see, Clark and Rambam used the word bezikah. It's my fault. I kept saying that there's a contrast in the word bezikah. You know, like a trap. The Chavadas didn't say that. He said that when the Rambam said the word bezikah, he means kinuah. Didn't mean the Gemara meant bezikah. The Gemara used the word bezikah kinuah in two different meanings, not your days and an aleph. But the Rambam used the word bezikah colloquially. You know, in his language. But it really, really means kinua. So that takes care of that scare. Yes. Yeah. Kaze Mekanef. Oh, that must be it. You see, Klaf Naramban, I used the word Bezikas. Yeah, my fault. I kept saying that there's a concept in the word Bezikas Kinoch, like a trap. But Chavos Das didn't say that. He said when the Rambam said the word Bezikas, he means Kinoch. Didn't mean with the Gemara about Bezikas. But the Gemara, he used the word Bezikas Kinoch in two different meanings, and that you'd be Zim and Aleph. But the Rambam used the word Bezikas colloquially, you know, in his language. But it really, really meant what's Kinoch. So that takes care of that scare. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the rock said. That's the thing was what we're saying.
No,
the God that not only is an answer to the Rambam, but with this he saw, he wants to answer the tremendous kasha, which Rashi asked at the end of the parak. Rashi closed the parak with a bang. And those who are called the Torah, oi, the powerful lush, Torah, they make a mistake. And they made a mistake because they may have answered Shmuel this way, they're going to be stuck with a kasha against who? Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda. That was the end, that was how Rashi said, that was Rashi's last statement of the parak. So, Tam Zachavaz Das says, well, the fees of Kasha Klam and Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Rabbi Yehuda lo ka'amah rak lo boy b'dika ke'en isha atzuka b'tar and a b'dika star in the stocking. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said. You don't need a b'dika. Ava mishamesh is be'edim da'ayinu kinua yesh lo mar the boy. This is the answer Rabbi Yehuda, because Rashi had said exterior Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda is now presumably saying that what? That you don't need a bedik. Before he says, Meshamesh is be'edim, he's stira. So the Chavis says, no stira at all. A bedik, you don't do. So Meshamesh is be'edim can mean what? Can mean simply a kinua. A kinua. Only according to Shmuel is Shver. Why? What's Shver say the same terrace again? No. Aval midirav Abba Bar Yimil says name Shmuel. Makshu Shabir. So who am I? That Vilu Yishena Mutter. Alma. That Vilu Kinu Aplo Boy. So that's a stira. That's a stira to the other version of Shmuel. That's a stira. Like the rapture. And it comes out the corner of the rock, therefore, we pass it bechanin and beratignet. So boy, bedigas kinuach al kalponim. And all the previous cases with the Gemara, they start them from doing bedigas at Torah Sadokim. So they'll leave a nokfo. But for kinuach levad, there's no problem leave a nokfo. This is the Chavis Das, this miyash of the entire Tzugil. Bein the Fiyar Rambam, and Bein the Fiyar Rach, the answer is Kasha of Rashi against the Rach. This is Shitas Tachavas Das, very original. Kuf Pei Vov, and this is called Nalach. Part of this story, by the way, this is on the Maamar Kovas a long time ago, when we spoke about the Shiva Niki, and what's the purpose of the Vedika Skor and the Stuck. That's the first part of this piece. It's a very original piece over here. Oh. Now we have all the Slumdas down, and we have an answer to the Shitas Rambam, and the Shitas Harach. It's not has to show the Toev. The question is, so what do you do? The mice. So there are really three sheetas in halacha in the Rishon. We really only saw two so far. What did Rashi say? Quickly. What did Rashi say? The mice. Isha Shayna Sukhumataris never requires legal abala. Never. What did the Rambam and the Rashi say? Isha and the Vestas Shayna Sukhumataris always requires Vedika. Always, forever, for life. But then it's the middle sheet. Who is the middle sheet? Who is it? Who is the middle sheet between these two sheets? What middle could it possibly be? Who is the middle Shita? That's the Rosh and our Daf quotes the middle Shita in the name of the Rif. The Rif says, he quotes in the Sefer Ksubis. What's going to become an issue? I'm saying that for a reason. The Sefer Ksubis, he quotes the Rabbi Chaim and Antignus, and he explains, "Shintashamish parmishonu shniu shlishis v'edin v'yim tadam beit shalosh shalom b'chol parm it's all over." Peitim l'ksubim im shimsha b'shneidim echalov echalov v'lonim tadam v'yechad en gimel pamim heim tikunel parehi g'chol anoshim. Comes out the way the Russian stands the Rif. That when a woman gets married, she's required to do a bedika. Yishayin Levetzes is required to do a bedika three times after the marriage to certify, to verify, and she's not a rod that machmas tashmish. So therefore, she couldn't tell because she's gosh shamish. So therefore, she checked three times to make sure that she's not a rod that machmas tashmish. I mentioned it a long time ago. The post of number three. Remember, I mentioned a long time ago. And Isha has her gosh leka. The same, she checks three times, and the lech is nothing, she doesn't have to check anymore. It's related to this. If you have some kind of possibly confused hargasha, ambiguous hargasha, you got to check three times. If you check three times, the chazaka is established, this hargasha doesn't mean anything. Not hargasha shamish, not hargasha lech, etc., etc. Similar idea. This is Shita Sarif, as is understood by the Rosh. By the Rosh. The Shach, famous Shach, says, this is crazy. One of his famous diyukim is, why did the Rif mention in of all places where Masechta Ksuvos? The Rif wrote after Hilchas Nida. The Rif wrote Hilchas Nida Masechta Shavuos. If the halacha would have been, if the halacha would have been that an isha when she gets married is required to bedikas three times, the Rambam should have mentioned this. Excuse me, the Rif should have mentioned this where in Hilchas Nida. Instead, he wrote it in Masechta Ksuvos. What's doing Ksuvos? What's going on here? What's doing Ksuvos? But the shock you see from here, and the Rif never meant what they say then. The Rif never meant that the average woman she gets married has to bedikas three times to determine whether she's a Ro Adam Machmas Kashmir. Not necessary. Not necessary at all. All the Rif meant was that in case the woman is Ro Adam Machmas Kashmir, she started off Ro Adam Machmas Kashmir, and she wants to know, must she get divorced? Could she get subis? That's the test of the test of subis. Then she'd have to check three times to determine the facts. That's for a specialized case only. When she saw Machmas Tashmish, then she has to verify through these bedikas. If the woman is married, happily married, she never had a problem from abroad than Machmas Tashmish, so there's no problem. I'm sorry. Good question. Because our brides not discussing all the Machmas Tashmish. So the Shach says, well, the Rif quoted his brisa to borrow from the Chanina ben Antignus the idea of Mishamesh and Mishnei Edim, which he understood to mean three times, and that this should be the Tikkun or the Ibus, as the case may be. That's what the Shach said. It's a Chiddush to Nifla. Not only that, the Shach goes further than that. And the Shach says, V'chein Amad Dabar. But the Shach is long Shach. And the Minig Olam, I'm not sure exactly how you turn the Minig Olam in these matters. The Minig Olam is, says the Shach, we never argue with the Shach, almost never. The Shach says the Minig Olam is that when a woman gets married, she does not do bedikas three times. Finished. That being the case, the Rif is basically like Rashi. The Rif is like Rashi. Truth of the matter is that the Rif is a tremendously powerful ally, he quotes. Excuse me, the Shach has a tremendously powerful ally, he quotes, in this interpretation of the Rif. Who was his ally? The Ravid. The Ravid and Bali are never just clear. They learned Shach and the Rif this way. No doubt about it. And therefore, the whole tumult made by all the Shulchan Aruch and the Poskim, etc., according to the Shach and based on the Ravid, a very early source, would be incorrect. And rather the halacha would be that the woman when she gets married does not require bedikas three times. However, the Ramban and the Rashba and the Shulchan Aruch maintain that the Rif is talking about all women. Not only the case where she draws Machmas Tashmish. The average woman when she gets married requires bedikas three times. Against Shmuel, who said that you never need bedikas at all, but also against the sheet that he always needs bedikas, Shapsharo. You need bedikas three times. So in effect, what was he saying? Man the masniho means it's a maploike taka, not a redundancy. But since it's based on Rabbi Chanina, and Rabbi Chanina means only three times, I don't know how he knows that. Don't say the Farish, the Rif Saman knew it, so it means three times. Otherwise, paying tikkuna, tikkuna means that there's a ticket, and after a while you can stop doing it. That's a presumably you learn. So three times is sufficient. Of course, according to this chat, which is the real bedikah according to the Rif? Before or after? Which is the real bedikah that counts according to the Rif? After. Because you're trying to do the virus, you're not rolling around. But how you can't check, check before, is not going to help you. The whole reason you check before is why? Just it shouldn't ruin, shouldn't chas v'shalom cause unnecessary problems. We're trying to make sure you're not rolling around with Tashmish, So you better make sure you check before the Tashmish. Because in case you check after and find Dam and you didn't check before, you'll be in trouble. So better check before, right? Because then there will be no Dam, so the likelihood of being done later on is minimized. In other words, we're afraid that she will not check before, she'll check after and find Dam and have all kinds of Shilas, but in reality there was no Shilas, the Dam was there before. We're not making a check before because of the Chalila, we're afraid of an Easter. We're mitaking her. We're trying to be afraid that she shouldn't become a Mekulkeles by mistakenly being given put into the category of Rodha Mach Matashmash. This is the Rif Sheet. Now, halacha l'maisa. What do? Yes, sir, David. Three times. That's right. You require three times to establish relative certainty, which is not a role that I'm attached. That's a good question. She did see Dam, then what happened? That's a problem. The problem, how do you figure it out? Just look at the proton, and the proton discussed the detail. One, look back to Kufay Zion a little bit, Rodha Mach Matash. Of course, in the vast majority of cases, this will not happen. I should hasten to add that this whole Badika system can only take effect after the Dam Besulim is cleared out. We'll be discussing Dam Besulim later on. But obviously the Dam Besulim is a different Indian. It doesn't have nothing to do with the problem over here, which we're discussing in our system. Yes, Father?
In case you
if she has a problem, the problem begins to emerge. As a matter of fact, the Bali HaShulchan has a remarkable sock, which really is very logical. You can't make this test whenever you want. Because when is this here? Take a look. Could pay well. The could pay well. The Shulchan Aruch is like this. First, he says, start at the beginning. Important to get an overview. Sipal. Ish shesh leveshes kavua ena tricha b'dika klal. Olefnei tashmish lalama tashmish. Adra ve ena lipsuk. Lipsuk with nebala. Bishas tashmish. Kadesh lo yadik libo nokfo. Rabba with a different sheet. We spin around with the Chabad Zad. Fine. We pass in against the Rabba. Clearly, the Rabba was for Rishonik. Sivvei. In Eila versus Kavua, the more common case, the Sholosh Pomeri Shonim, Trich and Livdog, Torah Tashmish, Racha Tashmish, Hu Beit Shlo, Vi Beit Shlo. The Vuchs of Goyb also give a Pomer Shen Ero, Dam Acham Tashmish, Shuvena Trich Abdiach Klal, Of Nei Tashmish, Racha Tashmish. That's the Shidah Tarif, as the Rambam understands. Ula Rambam, or Rosh, the Rosh, the last line, the Rosh kept saying the Rach is wrong, the Rach is wrong, the Rach is wrong, to the last they chickened out. Lom la'ani libi lachar al divrei harach shekol divar av divrei kabbalah. The one that start up. Because of the Rav Marash, kol man she'en levetes tzricha yibedika la'olam konan tash v'yach ha'tash. And the Rav Marash says nothing. So Rashi requires that there's no need for anything. The three shittas halacha the Shin Poskim. Shulchan Aruch left out the most cool of the Kapsak. The Shach says that we found the biggest cooler, but Shitas Rashi. Shitas Rashi is not even Bedika whatsoever. And he claimed that that's the Midik Olam. Other Potskim say that's not true. The Shbarei Shulchan says the Haboi Machrov and Yudgimel. Lo Nir Lehem Dvar Vazeh. The Kotsu, after the Mokam Shah Minig Lahakukadasa Shah, and the Kosvi Adam, שיש להם אמר שיסמוכו במקום שידוע מנג נקטיל את כמה חבר ורבו שמצריכים בדיק את מיתון. נו, I don't know, it's a part of the bigger than our Kroya. The shach is a minigah to be mekel. I believe Rav Moshe in one place also seems to indicate this, at least in one place. And therefore, those who want to be somach lahakel certainly have a right, yeish no amir lismo. Those who want to be machmir, they also have yeish no amir lismo. They want to do bedikah three times. Minig nowadays is not to follow the rabbim and the rush to do bedikahs every time. That's I never heard of, you know, the mechavet and the machmir against them, but that's not the minig. So those things, those bedikahs machmir, and I do nowadays three times. But when you do it three times, take a look. The page Laman Aleph, the last 4.5 lines from the Bari Yishol. Other mechvi shechasam tov v'kasav shemayish es tamin ein eroa b'pachas mi'mitzvah yadua shriyavim gon shal olam ein eroa b'pachas mi'chav hayom ein av olam lo gimel b'digas shebot kim konam shavru chav hayom eriyatsa shavru ela tzvich alib lo gimel b'digas ela data acha shavru aleo chav hey. Yo, where do you get this from? This is what they call this is the famous verse of the Truma Tadesh. Ready, the next page. Take a look on page Lam and Gimel. It's printed. It's in Gimel and the Mechaber. Isha she'ein eroa v'pachas miyudal yomer achat tzvi losa, which would be, let's say, about 25 days, 46 days. Avalach yudal yomer ein lo keva, anytime, as you can see. Ad yudal yom. But later on, not. So this is who's is this? This is the world-renowned Truma Tadesh. Sorry, it's called Truma Tadesh. So the Chasam Sofer says this woman has a split personality. Till day 25 or 6, she's treated as Isha Sheyesh Lavest. Therefore, there's no Chiva Bedika, and Bedika doesn't determine anything for later. Only after 25 days passed, then she's treated as Isha Sheyesh Lavest. And therefore, the Bedika, which happens to determine whether she's Ra Machal Tadesh, must all take place after day 25. That's really complicated. The woman is married, she just got married, a kala, a bride, she doesn't know for these things. She's got figuring out now already the her best of Truma Tadesh. We have to know from a long time in advance. To know how many, what's the minimum, right? Probably wouldn't know anyway, what's the minimum. And then, if she wants, she after the minimum pass, she has Tashu Shibala, then you're required to do a Badik. And the Badik is cleaned three times then it means something. That even though she's an Ein Lavesis in that time zone, she's still not Roa Da. Oh. Oh, yeah! Obviously, Bobby's correct. If things are going to come out bad, she presumably would not have to get a divorce in this kind of a case. We'll see later on. But she would just have to be asur after the minimum time. So, that's a puzzle shot. Yes?
One more after by implementing
this, obvious. Ein Lavesis is not so established. Yesh Lavesis is a chance of her seeing Shalobish as Vester are minimum. And therefore, there's a chance of a single Tatnachmatash in the minimum. But if Ein Leves is nothing to set, so then it's just the chances are worse. No, believe it. No, the Dham is at least was in the Makra. Ain't a Magilisha. The only question that either this is potluck, or that's the rush, potluck. According to the Ran, we're afraid that the beer will cause the dam. Whatever, she got excited, whatever. But if she's the investor, we assume that's when the dam will come. It won't come at the Bashar time. We'll have to see a little bit more about this tomorrow, and then we'll go.
So.
Before we start with the nitty gritty for the best, we're starting today. So it's very complicated. Very computer. But we have an extra computer that came back, so we have no problem. Before we do that, we have to take care of some things left over from yesterday. Number one, it's important that you want to learn with you inside. Simon Kuf Hei Vav. Literally on page Laman Aleph, the bottom line of the page. Yinei har mei noshim is maneinu tamim magishos eza mechushi aguf kodem riyad dam tikei baro tukvei the sevarim the koshishol to be kreisav to kule meheem. This sounds like what? What is he describing it? The best aguf? Ulakora eight al Nashim Elu Yesh Bahakel Shalola Trichem Livdog called them Tashish Akra Vaav Kulo Kibul Pama Rishonim Sharei Dinon Kisha Shesh Levetim Shein Koshishim Etzlan Sheyiru Shalom Bishaz Vesim Vaav Filim Yom Yechushim Einem Boim Tomei Bizman Shoveh Kodem Maria Elefamim Boim Yom Echad Lefonel Elefamim Beiz Yomim Nechadome Because of the Miyat, Shein and Roa, call them Biyat and Michushim Elu. Vala Kisha Shesh the Vetsu Kanal. Suggesting that she has certain telltale signs that she should be treated as an Isha Shesh the Vetsu. Until that time. Biyapa Gasha Evsha Loma Tachayeva Siddika Sha'acha Tashmish Shesh Lofa Sha Tashmish Yigo Metzor Vietzah. Afagash ain't a raw below Mikushim, Hanimili, Viria, Bola, Mitzitiva, Mides, Manas, Man. Aval Viria, Shabola, the owner, Shaltashma, Shadipta, Pimakora, they came, Nigram, Ria's Dam. I actually shame an Afra, actually, is Flava, Imria, Kazu, Osa, Mikushia, Gu. Omna, Bilhasnida, Laran Ban, Rich Berke, Mavua, Nahedja. That Fisha, Shiesh, Lavesta, Desh, Mikushia, Gu. Ain't a Tricha, Bedika, Aflaka, Tashmish. Omna. Kamuvan shesvara zumo elat rak ad shah shir gisha b'mechushim elu. Avol mishir gisha b'hem lo shayach o svara zu. I would like to comment on this, that this statement should be taken in two different ways depending on your, the time gap, the time lag between the simen, which he's describing, and the ria. In other words, some women can tell you a week before. They know a week before the vest, they know that the vest is coming. They have early warning signals. It's amazing the system of Kadosh Baruch Hu made in the human body. A week before they can tell you, I'm going to feel something another week for the beat of vest. In that kind of case, then it's really what to talk about over here, because you know, we spoke about earlier that the woman has a period of 30 days, 40% of stuff to her anyway. Because you can't ask her a whole extra week just because she knows it's coming a week later. Pass the show. On the other hand, if the event has come the day before, if the student comes the day before the period, which is also very common, the day before the event, she says, oh, she has a stomach ache, a headache, a this ache, something hurts her, then one would have to basically assume that mitzad common sense, it's not an actual halakhic requirement, one should say that she should be surah b'tashmish anyway then. Because if she has a short time lag between the simon that she feels, kevrosh or betet, and the period, so she should be abstained from Tashmish during that time anyway.
That's one thing.
Yeah, I'm just giving it. I'm not saying I can't show you this in Shulchan Aruch. Some people say it, but I can't prove it to you from the Shulchan Aruch black on white. But it's an 8 to 12 of Kamash Mullah. Right. You will hear as we go through the various sheets coming up starting today that I think that we have many riots and opportunities to be makil on many of the shilas come up in Shulchan Aruch. In the technical shilas, the black and white shilas, it's a question for this day, that day, the other day. So I think that we have to perhaps take a position of the kula on many of them, despite the fact that they're supposed to be mamachas, which we'll see down the road. Such as we mentioned earlier, the Oz Aruah, which came up already once, the post mamachmir, so I think that the man is there, the Chazanish is right. We have to go, we don't have to look for so many chumras, we should look for kula. That's as far as the technical here of appreciation. But I'm discussing now from the common sense point of view, which of course also is halacha. Not to stop from the common sense of a computer. It's the common sense based on what you see in the Svarim. That she should be nizer in to avoid any possibility, chalila, of Shema Tifros Nida Tapta. If she had an early warning sign, she knows the prison coming in the next 24 hours, you can tell me all day, but tell people that it's mutter, and it's mutter, and it's maybe Gemara, and Testeptus, and we're showing him, and Afron, I'll still tell you something. Because it's, you don't take such a chance. You know what I'm saying? Okay, that's what I want to make a point over here. If these signals very often come a day before, I wouldn't have to go into the whole pilpul what you do with the bedikas, no bedikas. I would ask for entirely. I'm a machmer in that sense. Right? But of course, this is relevant to the case of where the early warning signals were the week before. Which I'm telling you is this. Oh. It says over here. Oh. So he goes on like, Vihine, the Choriash, the Horash, Ibn Hashem, Elu, Yosel, and Achumra, the Shida Sarir. Look, we have yesterday the Truma Tadesh, the Chassid Sof, and the Truma Tadesh. If a woman never sees less than 26 days, she sees 26 and 33. She has to check three times before the rib. Can't check on the 22nd day. It's ridiculous. She sees Shiesh Levestas. Avada, she's not going to pay anything there. She has to make the checks all between 26 and 33. Correct? So who are the Nami? The Bali Shulchan says that this woman who wants to make a check can't check before she gets the headache. Before she gets the headache or the stomach ache, whatever ache, the simen a week early, that's like Yeshiva Vesas. Shalom B'Shav Vesas. So you have to check after she gets the headache. Right? That's what he suggests. So far sounds very good. No. Om Namnira, the ain't the kasha. Sure, the Olam ain't a mechush, it's tricky. For the olam ena mechushim gorman bias ha'orach elu lehefer shabias ha'orach gorem ha'mechushim ukema shekosev aran vechidushim samagim alam and aleph maraj v'tor atabayim backwards. Not the mechushim caused the vest. The vest caused the mechushim v'yim kei v'dishim shav v'lo chashim shav v'mechushel shema mino she'ein tashmish gorem et l'ariyah Shema Tashmish Gorem Et Riyatla Havala Liros V'gam Lahargish V'mech L'shel. She didn't feel the headache. V'mech Ata L'chora Teitlan O Kula V'na Shemelu She'ena Tzricha Gimel V'dikos Elo Kol Ikar Im Shimsha Gimel Pav Kona B'yat M'ch L'shel V'lo R'gisho Amichushim Achar Tatashmish. One second. Sharei Zehatsma Mochiach Lan She'ain a roa machmas tashmish. She'ilu rosa havas gam kein margisha. Ve'heder hargosh v'michushim hu atmo abdika v'abirur shelo rosa. It's a chap. Don't have to bother doing the bedika. Yes, I'm sorry.
Isn't
the tashmish
supposed to put
it
down?
Yeah.
But
there's
a headache that's coming
down.
That is a warning from the
natural type. Uh-huh. That's what I was wondering about. Then it's a good kasha. What's the chash of Roat Nachman Tashmish? That they're going to cause a sudden rear. The Danny Tina is a good Tina. That when it is her is true granted that he's right, that his cause and effect direction is correct. That the Tashmish, that the Vestas has caused the Mechushim and that vice versa. But that's normally, but Manasha, if you're worried about the remote chance, and this woman is the Rosh Hashanah Tashmish, on that remote chance, what are we going to say? It's going to come instantaneously. And then they may not, who says there'll be a headache afterwards?
The headache comes an hour later, it looks okay. We just want to know.
No, Danny is signing But the woman who will be Rosh HaMachatash, she'll have no headache. Right. She has a headache every month, but this month, the Rosh HaMachatash, there won't be any headache at all. But that in no way will affect our question of the possible, remote possibility that she's a small minority.
That's a good tie-in against the beer.
Right, won't be headache at all, Danny says. It's kind of a remote case. It's a good cash. I guess he's, yes. It can, but Danny is saying that the wisdom of a normal woman, has a headache, it is, that's a normal case. But what are we worried about? We're worried about something that's basically abnormal. Why do we require three predictions? For an abnormal case. Maybe something that's abnormal. Right? Since in Manasha, she's abnormal, and she draws a machmas tashmish, maybe that month, she draws a machmas tashmish, that time, then what? Then she'll, what? Then she'll, won't be any headache.
That's the problem. I don't know. Lemaitre is a pretty good time because many women now are in this category of yesh levesus and aguf, not in an exact sense. Not it's exactly about truma tadeshin. They have the truma tadeshin vesus aguf in the sense that they'll never have a, many not all women, some of them will never have dam without some kind of warning. Why don't you give them some kind of warning? A headache, a stomachache, some kind of warning in advance. Alright? After he points out at the end. On the calls of Isha should you predict the Gabzadash, ain't dark, the limit of Dash, all of the Slavic, may Gushim Elu. Our Nafamim are all Gabkim, below me Gushim, Loshai Kodet. Obviously, there was nothing to talk about. But there are women who are in this category. Not that they can time it exactly. She has a headache, but some kind of feeling, or a pit of a stomach, she knows that the best is on the way. It can come tomorrow, the next day, the next thing, it can take a week, it can take 10 days. But calls that she doesn't have this interrogation from Ms. Meklish, then she knows it's not coming. So it will come out according to the Peyurin, the average woman gets, let's say it's the average woman, the average woman gets married, and then she comes out, she goes to the mikvah, let's say, all right, and she goes to the mikvah, so she has tashmish. If she's in this category, she's permitted to have tashmish until she gets the next stomach ache or headache. So if she had tashmish three times before that, shana up the rift and gone, according to his chesed. And I should add in addition that since the Chavazah says that so that's not the kinua, right? That's the kinua. So it's possible for the Tosfos that you mentioned in a different context, if she would wear undergarments. Remember we spoke about even as far as the Zika is concerned, the Yom HaVetz we saw, as far as the Levonim, etc., that might be sufficient. But a lot of sniff in the Hakil here, and especially the Shams and the Klal would make it against the Rif. A lot of sniff in the Hakil here that could be made. I saw Tzvi Shami Rav Moshe, I was correct. Rav Moshe says, think the Shach should be right. But then he says, if you want to be Machmir, don't be Machmir more than the Chavazah. There should be enough Kinua as opposed to the Zika that you read about in many of these English manuals that come out, which is the discomfiture. A woman just got married, she's running through bedikas, the chord of the tzak, and machatashmish. Even talk about a shayla of Ashkot and Zera, I saw what the post talk about that. That's mamash a shayla. You know, it's really a shayla over here. When you talk about bedika, b'shata vesh, or something like that, but you're talking about over here, bedika, in a case where she wishes prime time to become pregnant, if you require that, although some sulfur, they can't do these bedikas anyway till when? Till after the Shuma Tadeshin is finished, you really have no problem halach about this thing. I'll show somebody, or someone asked me this kasha. I'll show some Mishnah Brewer or somebody. Now, what I show you, Mishnah Kippah, who would I call? See, Mishnah Kippah talks about the child. Because of course, the Minik Nashim is going to be for Yom Kippur to be Tahora. I want if they had Tashmish for the last 3 days. I'm not going to make an Easter to the Klal Yisrael to ask you to make Shloshim Akbala before Hashem for Yom Kippur for the Gans Klal Yisrael. That's a Chumra which we're not no one has ever Mekabel. So therefore, how can we go to the Mikveh? Mr. Murray, she's Mekabedah to three times
and didn't get a headache, so already arrived, she's not going to roll down Shabbos Shabbos. But she, he's asking a Taina, maybe in all likelihood, this is a Taina. He's asking like this. He's asking that very often, although not always, but I can imagine that very often, the three tashmishim she's going to have before the Vesta Guf comes will also coincide to be in a Vesta Yamim of the Truma Sadesh. Comes out of there, she goes to Mikvah Rosh Chodesh, okay? And she never sees less than, say, 26 days, and she sees between 20 and 33. Common case. So Tviyeh, if she's going to have three Tashmishim between Rosh Chodesh and Tashvav HaChodesh, which is all before the 26 days, or before Yubez HaChodesh, which is all before the 26 days, after the last Riyah, when the last Riyah came, Yud Chesh HaChodesh, for example, right? And she comes to Mikvah Rosh Chodesh. She never sees less than 26 days. She'll never see till Yudal Bechodesh. So the three Tashmishim which take place between Rosh Chodesh and Yudal Bechodesh, which the Bar Yishpeirurim is saying, they're going to establish her, she gets no headaches. As the woman who's not Rosh Chodesh, the three days shouldn't count. Very likely. Number two, No, it's like it's parallel to Samsov. Samsov is the check after the event Truma Tadesha and the Yamim. He's saying the check after the event quote unquote Truma Tadesha and the event Zaguf. He's cool at the end? No, not at all. Not at Samsov. He doesn't know about Zaguf. The fact that she already did had Bia three times and didn't get a headache, so if already arrived, she's not going to roll down Taka Tata. He's asking a Taina. Maybe in all likelihood, this is a Taina. He's asking like this. He's asking that very often, although not always, but I can imagine that very often, the three Tashmishim she's going to have before the Vesta Guf comes will also coincide to be in a Vesta Yamim of the Truma Tadesh. Comes out of there, she goes to Mikvah Rosh Chodesh, okay? And she never sees less than, say, 26 days, and she sees between 20 and 33. Common case. So Tviyeh, if she's going to have three Tashmishim between Rosh Chodesh and Tashvav HaChodesh, which is all before the 26 days, before Yubez HaChodesh, which is all before the 26 days, after the last Riyah, when the last Riyah came, Yud Chesh HaChodesh, for example, right? And she comes to Mikvah Rosh Chodesh. She never sees less than 26 days. She'll never see till Yudal Bechodesh. So the three Tashmishim which take place between Rosh Chodesh and Yudal Bechodesh, which the Bar Yishpeirurim is saying, they're going to establish her, she gets no headaches. As the woman who's not rolled down after Tashmish, the three days shouldn't count. So very likely they're also going to be coming in a way within the best Kavul of Truma Tadesh. So you have to first, only the case will happen, she did have three Tashmishim after the best Kavul of Truma Tadesh, before the best Zaguf. And she experiences. Maybe not so common the mice. It's a good help. Write him a letter. You go home, you listen to Flappa. She can go visit. I think she should have been somewhere, she can go visit. Class trip. That's a class trip to see the Arab in Riverdale, which never materialized. Mm-hmm. So he went to check it out before he went there to throw up. Give you a flip. It was a class trip to Avenue N. Not so far from where. Okay. Good question. One more, the Kuda. And that's the Tosa Sia that you base it out. Where the Gemara talks about the details over here. Thank you. puts her bride at the bottom. Tana Rabbanan. Chamor nu kolin rabbanin beit ala beit amishta and ashen na mechatzkas tara. Uborn and shonamor beit asheres beit erot. Remember, when you have to tell, you have to tell all of you who come out to tell the Torah. It was something like yesterday, it was a position of a mirror. But the Hashem of Rabbi Ukila, the Iba Sheesh Levet is Kasha Eira. The Iba Sheesh Levet is Kasha Beit Eira Beit Hashem. The Shul of Mach. Lola, the Sheesh Levet. Hi, Kasha Eira. The Kevin Shetzova, Tva, אין לך בדיקה גדולה מזו. רשי סד, כמה שפועל לקשמיש, אין לך בדיקה גדולה מזו, ילוקים לה דתורה, היא הווה בודקה. ובדיקה זה כמה שמוע לי, אל, בצבי הסגי. Yep. So, that's what Rashi says. The Tosa says, how does it passing up the Shire? Mutter. So, what's the Matkana? Mutter means no need for any Bidika, no need for to be to Lahaira. Yeah. So, just one little Ha'ara. This is all according to the Gemara over here. The Matkana said Gemara about that, according to the Rash and the Machmiru. Mm-hmm. You require a bdika, right? We saw yesterday. Man, Matiha.